month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
It's good afternoon to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, good afternoon, and good afternoon to all everyone listening.
Thank you, sir. Nice to have you on the radio. We actually got a letter from a friend of yours. Do you know who sent in a letter?
I believe it's Maya, a wonderful person indeed.
Indeed. Okay, so there you go. Ryan's colleague and friend Maya nominated him for one of our Touching 100 Lives campaign, which we're doing throughout the whole of this month in celebration, I think, of what would have been Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. He believed in a whole lot of things, as we all know. Education, he believed in equality, and he believed, of course, in helping people. And he loved children and pretty much loved everyone. So that's why we're celebrating this year in the 100 Lives campaign and changing 100 lives. Now, Ryan, things have been a bit tough for you. I have been told by Maya that you are the happiest type of guy on the outside, and everyone can check you and you go, oh, you're a cool guy, nice guy. But inside, you've got some problems. You've got some family members which have been making it tough for you, right?
No, it has been quite tough. It's been tough from the time I had my kids that were, my twin boys were born, and then we had a few little hiccups with the ears and a lot of operations along the way, and it resulted to a lot of medical expenses. And then, just one thing led to another, and then just not being able to catch up, man. It's just been a tough road, one thing after other, you know.
And in a tight economy, I mean, I know that you're helping and you're getting there, but as you say, catching up is not always that easy. And once you get into that cycle, it's just one thing after the other. You've also had some other family members as well, which you've had to help out. So you're not only helping your own boys out, but other family members, right?
That's very correct. I had a sister-in-law. She was staying with us with a little boy. Unfortunately, she had addiction. We were trying to help her out, and obviously dealing with addictions at a different level. We're not really counselors or people that are specialized in that, but we are trying to help at the same time, even the little that we have got. You know, as you just said, test me to Mr. Madiba, you know, we're also trying to do the whole helping thing out. And now I think it's coming back to us, you know. I think when you help people out, I do believe it does come back to you in some way or another, you know?
It does. It's called paying it forward. That's exactly what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
You know, there's a lot of people that will be listening to this radio station this afternoon going, you know, addictions, and they it is a disease. It is something which, when people are addicted, you know, they can't cure themselves. They need help. They need help, and it's family members where it starts, and the burden, unfortunately, lies on people like yourselves who have
it
to...
It always is, unfortunately.
You know, take up the slack.
Dead right. And also when there's kids involved, you know, it's even worse, you know. And it's just, as you said, a disease, and, you know, something that's just difficult to work with.
Well, you know, we like to look at all sorts of different people across the spectrum here on Hot 91.9. Yeah. And Hot Cares believes in stories and people that want to help themselves. And you're doing that. You're helping other people. You're helping family members. And you're okay. You're not lying in the ditch and not having a roof over your head. But you say that you're behind and you need to just, you know, catch up.
Yeah.
With the words that you use.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to do with Hot Cares. We're going to help you catch up. Is that all right?
Oh, man, that'll be absolutely amazing. It'll be really, really amazing, man.
Okay, I believe your car's in a bit of trouble. Needs a bit of help, right?
Yeah, I've only got the one vehicle, and, you know, my wife and myself, we travel a lot of, quite a distance in the mornings to drop the kids off. So we're very dependent on the vehicle. I mean, obviously, I've just fallen so far behind on this poor car. It's so sad. She's really in a bad state, and, you know, just always thinking, I'll fix it up, but it doesn't actually happen, you know? So... Yeah, she's on the last legs, but she's going.
Well, the way we looked at it, we thought, well, you know what, let's start there, because if the car falls apart, not only are you helping your sister with the addiction, and, of course, you're looking after her daughter, and you've got your own boys, and you've had medical expenses there. If the car goes as well, there's trouble there. So, you know what we're going to do?
Absolutely.
We got hold of the good friends of ours, Henny. Henny's from a company called Petrol Heads there in Ramberg. They love cars. They love repairs cars. They love servicing cars. That's why they call themselves Petrol Heads. So they've said, don't worry, 5,000 Rand up to 5 grand. Bring it in. We'll sort it out.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you.
We also thought, awesome. That's all well and good. You can't really feed children with petrol or with nice cars. It's fixed cars.
Yes.
So we thought we'd throw in a grocery voucher for 3 grand as well.
Oh, man, that is amazing. Thank you guys so much. And to everyone that's involved in this, really, this is such a big help.
It's no problem, because this is what you call the step up. And then electricity is something that you need. Now, I know not all of us are getting it all the time, and someone like sitting saying, it's all very well having electricity, but it doesn't come on. But you know what? We are going to give you some prepaid electricity vouchers to the value of a couple of grand as well, because you don't want to be cold in winter.
You can't believe how desperate you are for that, too. Thank you, guys. Really, this is...
All right, man.
Absolutely amazing, yeah.
Well, listen.
Thank you.
You just carry on being strong for your family and, of course, help your sister and try and get back up to an even keel. And we hope at Hot Cares that we've done a little bit for you this afternoon and you can in turn carry on paying forward.
You guys have done so much more than you can ever imagine. Thank you to everyone who's involved in this. A big, big, big thank you. You've helped my family, helped myself, and... Yeah, I really pay for it as much as I can to you.
Okay, mate. Well, listen, take care and have a nice evening this evening, all right?
Yeah, thank you so much for chatting to me and you guys. Cheers, man.
Okay. Cheers, Ryan.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
This month on Hot 919, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
My name is Alvin DeFloy. 6 years ago, I had operation. It was a growth on my womb. It's commonly known as fibroids. And in 2014, I had another operation which they removed polyps in my uterus. At that time, I was told I could not conceive.
But thanks to a miracle, Alvina was able to conceive at age 40. And now, Hot Cares will cover the medical bills to the value of 11,000 Rand.
I'm very appreciative that Hot Cares will pay for my test that needs to be done, because these tests are very important, and also my visit to my gynecologist that did my first operation.
For more info and how you can help, visit hot919.co.za.
Together, we're making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.